Hey, babe, I just want to let you know all the dogs are fit. I did everything, okay? Okay, babe, I'll talk to you later, okay? All right, bye-bye.
Your every move. I'm loading this up. All right, so now we are live, man. What's
our place at the table? So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers,
oh, shit. All right. All right. Shit. All right. What's up, everybody? Let me put my music on. Guys, just, guys, oh, shit, let me load this down. Guys, how y'all doing, man? Shout out to y'all guys. Just want to let y'all know, shout out to my boy Artie, man. I just got off the phone, guys, with one of my boys I grew up with in high school, and we spoke for about 50 minutes. So I'm going to drop that for y'all absolutely free sometime this week. I got y'all. For you guys that have the birthday package, you heard from guys I grew up with in the fifth grade, high school, junior high school. So I added my mentor in the birthday package, but he was nice enough to talk to me. And he told me some things I didn't realize, but I talked to him, and I will post that for you guys today sometime also. Also, I want to let everybody know, everybody from the UK, we will be doing a live show in the morning, probably around 3 a.m. So make sure y'all look at that. We probably will be doing that. And I want to let you guys know. I want to shout out everybody that's listening to the show. Hopefully, how y'all guys are doing. What's up to all my dogs out there? Like I always say, to all the ladies out there, you know who you are, as I say. What's up, girl? Shout out to all my dogs out there. Hope everybody is doing good, is doing well, is okay, the thing about this show, as I always said, the beautiful thing about the show, all the information that we have right here is 100% original, 100% authentic. It's coming from us and nobody else, guys. If you want to call in, the lines are open. If you have any questions, if you want to know anything, let us know. The lines are open. Let's see. Let me get comfy. Let me get skewed up and everything. We will start doing also shorter videos pretty soon. I've got some set up where I'm just going to chop it up with y'all, you know, just do some short videos and stuff like that. So we definitely going to do that. Let me make sure I got everything lined up. Phones are good. Let me see here. Hold on. Phones are good. So we're here for a few hours to chop it up with you guys about qualifying women. So one thing that most of you guys don't do is qualify women. Most of you guys don't do that. Most of you guys out here try to qualify yourself to a woman, and this is not a good thing. This is why things are not working out the way you want them to work out, because you're not actually looking at yourself. What, Tyler, what? Question speaker at coach, you want me to read your voice? I don't know, just send it. We'll see what's up. We'll see. But anyway, as I say for y'all guys out here, qualifying a woman is it's like a rare thing out there, because a lot of guys don't believe in themselves to even have a thought that say that she's got to be more than what the fuck she is. But this all comes down to self-worth. This all comes down to how you feel about yourself. This all comes down to you guys out there. It all comes down to you guys out there. everything we teach, it all comes down and as always will come down to you guys out there. So I ask all you guys out there that are listening to the show, we ask all you guys out there, as I always say, and I wanted to take a moment because I didn't say it, because I don't want anybody to say, well, Steve, you didn't say it on this show, but I do say it on every show. If you want to start the process of qualifying and getting your life together, guys, get in your car. Drive where you got to drive. Get that 100-piece puzzle set. Get your 100-piece puzzle set. Take the pieces apart, dump the pieces on your table, and begin the process of becoming a man, mindset man. That's the only way you can do it. We're the only ones on YouTube that tell you that. So that's on you, gentlemen. Guys, again, if you have a question, we got y'all, man. With the Halloween costume becoming more popular, how would you maneuver it if it's more the one fortune teller in the same venue? Well, Joe, go to different venues. Joe, you don't have to worry about it being popular because a lot of guys are scared of women. You know how many clients I've talked to since I've put that shit out, asking them have they even studied or done the Halloween thing, and they said no because they're chicken shit. So don't worry about it, okay? It's all about that. Dave G, thank you. I appreciate putting something on Super Chat, Dave. Thank you. Thank you. And you say, wow, I mean, when a fool knows you say that in every episode, he missed the mark there. I don't understand. It's crazy to me. It's crazy, Jim. Crazy. Anyway, so one thing I always say to you guys to get into the show, because we don't have much long and y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. One thing I always say and one thing I always love to promote is certain things that you've got to look for as a man. And because men have Because men have a standard and because men believe in themselves, because men believe in themselves and they make everything about themselves, they force women to be more than that. And this is what attracts women. You can always tell what you are when you're running around kissing a woman's ass, begging her to what? Spend time with you? Prove yourself to her? Kiss her ass, beg, barter, and all this other stuff. Men don't do that. When you have self-worth, or as I tell you, one of one, when you are actually one of one, you think and maneuver different than anybody else because you then set this weird thing that most of you guys don't have or don't understand. There's no knock on you. And that is a standard. It is having a standard. It is saying that I am king. It is saying that I am a beautiful, I'm sexy, I'm gorgeous, I'm all those things. But when you don't stand on anything, everything else, oh, she's gorgeous, she's beautiful, she's that, and she hasn't done anything to qualify. Anything to qualify. And there lies the problem. Nothing to qualify. But yet y'all want to give her flowers. And I ask, what has she done to earn flowers? And this is not a knock on women. Because, you know, we don't say bad things. We're not here to knock women. We're just here to be honest. Women need structure. Women need a man. And women need somebody to lead them where they need to go. But that's what we're going to be talking about today. I don't think you understand, man, because I am a fucking picky person. You know, even in the thing I'm going to show you guys with the guy going to high school, I was cutting him down, running after ladies, man. Always been a ladies' man, man.
Shit.
But I had a standard, man. I know what I bring to the table, and I'll give you. I will give you guys a prime example. when you can come up and do, and for you guys out there, when you actually, for you guys that have women who have been following and truly been doing the, learning the sexo-ween, it changes everything up for a woman. I'm telling you, no woman has ever, the sexo-ween thing that I'm showing y'all, no woman has ever experienced that. I promise you. No woman has ever experienced that before. And that's why you get to set the standard of what it is you're looking for. Let me ask this question. What is the best way to, what is that? I don't understand. There's no such thing. What do you mean? What is that? What is fear? And Q, I'm not trying to be a dick here, but maybe you're new here, but I'll give you a quick exercise. I got a show to do, but let me give you a quick exercise. What I want you to do is I want you to hold your arm out, okay? I want you to hold your arm out, and I want you to grab it. See, you can feel you, right? Then what I want you to do, Q, is I want you to grab fear and tell me how that motherfucker feels. And if you can't grab him, that means he's not really there. So that means that motherfucker's in your mind, okay? So with that being said, this is the problem with y'all guys. You guys don't understand how game works. I'll do it on a piece of paper. Because I ain't got enough time. I'm going to show y'all something. Go. Shit. Shell, real quick. This is why, okay, Q, this is why you'll never understand it. It's this simple. Wait, I got it right here. Okay, it's this simple right here. Okay, I want y'all to see this, okay? So I always show you the two circles, the I am and the I do, right? I always show you the two circles, right? But what you don't understand is, there is an I am that goes beyond the I do. See, you're just stuck here. But beyond the I am is not just this, because this is it's not a prison. It's just a one step. But if you look at the whole entire paper right here, all this I am goes beyond that I do. I'm trying to get you to bypass this and get here. And you cannot get there trying to solve problems. Your problem is this. You're saying, what's the best way to push through fear? Have the makeup to push through fear. Even if you were given an answer, a correct answer, you don't have it. And this is why I keep telling you, because this is the thing I always tell you about books. And yes, I've got a book coming out, so I fall in the same thing. My book or any book out there is not going to work for you if it's looking for fear, because you're looking at someone that is teaching you something, but from your mindset, you're hearing the information and you're not listening. See, students listen. You hear. So it's going to be hard for you to do that. Let me get to this next question. Dave asked a question. Does a woman prove herself by basically talking on your mindset about, taking on your mindset about, No. We don't push colts. So she's not taking on anything of me. Yeah, that's not true. We're not trying to manipulate them, and we're not trying to do what the average guy is trying to do to a woman, is manipulate the woman. I'm not trying to manipulate her. It's just I know what value I have. Gentlemen, there will be women that will stand in line till midnight and sleep in line because the iPhone has value to her. They will do that with purses and dresses. They will do that with concert tickets. They will do that with anything they find of value. They will push aside their own self-importance and do. Gentlemen, you're talking about somebody that has come up with three ways to attack, not attack in the physical. I'm saying attack the mind. Trick-or-treat game, Halloween game, and sexo-ween game. I show women my value all the time. my value is what y'all see all the time and how I think. And I tell you how I make her smile, laugh, and blush. My value is in the wine above my bed, the lights, the way I structure my lifestyle. I have so much value that why would I belittle myself to just let a woman come in just off of her body? That doesn't make any sense. I was with this girl while one of my rosters called me on the phone. I told her I'm busy. Later she texted me, why do you take time for her and not for me, with a cry emoji? How do I respond? I don't think you're lying. I think you're lying to me. Because this wouldn't be a question, but I'm going to answer the question, but I think you're lying to me. I think you're lying to me. Because if I've had that happen millions of times. I keep telling you, I'm straight down the board. Oh, I'm sorry. I moved the camera. I keep telling y'all guys, I'm straight down the board. Let me explain what I mean by straight down the board. I'm saying that when I had a woman over, she was my guest. And that means anyone that called me, I would grab the phone. I wouldn't put it on beeper or answer machine to worry about what she don't think. Because I would say, I have company right now. I'll call you later. And that was it. I hang up. And she understood, because when I have company and she would call me, I would tell her the same thing. I have company, okay? But my time, again, I will explain, Gabe, but you don't have this. I don't think you have women, but based off of your qualifications is where you fall in line of my time. And for any women listening out here, y'all do this shit right now to guys. And guys, y'all don't even realize that they do this shit to you. Based off of what they see you as is going to be a determining factor to how much time they spend with you. That's the truth. If you are boring, they're not going to want to spend time with you. They'll spend a little bit of time with you. If you're a little bit interesting, when they have time, they might call you. But when you're on the level that we're on, they want your time because they lose time. They see things. They feel things. So there's a lot that goes on here. So what I'm saying is that women do that to you guys as well. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. I don't mean manipulator. I mean her studying you and willing to take on your idea. I'll say it again because I am a broken record, sir. Any man that takes on the identification of another man is in a cult. You should never aspire to be another man. Now, please understand, yes, here's my devil's advocate. Yes, when I was young and we were playing throw up tackle or smear the cue, we can't say that anymore, we would choose an offensive player and a defensive player that we wanted to emulate on TV as children. But and you never want a woman to willingly take you on because that means she's trying to be a man. So I don't understand. Okay? Q, this is what you don't understand. The game is never about women, so I don't even know why you're bringing women into this. This is why you're failing. But you're new. Welcome. So as I say to y'all guys that are listening to me and learning this, we're going to talk about qualifications. But here's the biggest thing that separates us from everybody else, okay? It's by being a student of the game, by being a student of the game, sir. The thing is that the number one thing that one will do before he decides on who he wants to bring into his world, you know the number one thing he does? The number one thing that guy does is simply this. He will go to his boardroom and sit down. And he will say to himself, outside of pussy, which has already eliminated 99% of you guys out there. But the real ones, they're going to talk to themselves and figure out what it is they have of an expectation for different levels that the woman can reach. See, the average guy has one level in one way, and that's a problem. You know, I know you always hear me say, you know, one thought, one way, which is fine when it comes to your mindset, but when it comes to an individual that you're spending time with, it is important that they must work and keep climbing your mountain, not my mountain, your mountain. But most of y'all don't have a mountain because you allow women just to come in and do whatever they want, however they want, whyever they want, and you never question them or anything like that. But I have to ask myself this question, which is a very huge question that a lot of guys don't, is that, you know, privacy is huge for me. Privacy. And I don't mean my privacy. Okay, I know a lot of y'all guys see women on Facebook or Instagram just doling out all the information, just pushing it on the forefront, talking about their fucking feelings, which they can do as long as they don't bring your name up in that shit. But is she a private person? See, it's, women are not private because they're like gossiping. And it's not a knock on women. They just gossip. And it's very rare to find someone that keeps business off the street. But it's not like you can't train one, so don't get me wrong. You can train her to be private, gentlemen. So it's not like you can't do it. She can be trained to do it. But you've got to ask yourself, gentlemen, what are my expectations? Because without expectations, you can't even ask for anything. You have no right to ask a woman to do anything if you don't have a standard. And most of you guys, unfortunately, don't have standards because most of you guys out here worship women as God. She is God to you. But as for my clients, I always tell y'all guys, you got to have a powwow with yourself and know what your expectations are. And it's not just hold on, let me pause for a second. Let me tell you something, though. I know you guys like to show off. I know you guys like to act like you got shit going on. But I'm going to tell you why you would lie to me and why you are a liar. Because a motherfucker that has a roster of women would not ever ask that fucking question. Ever. He would never ask that question. Period. I'm serious. He would never ask that question. Never. That wouldn't even be a question. Because here's my question to you, Mr. You Think You Got It. Why don't you tell the class what you said to her that happened other way? It didn't happen right now. When she said that to you, what did you say to her? Why don't you tell us what you said? Why don't you tell us what you said? Or did you say anything at all to that your Manti Te'o ass fake girlfriend? Why don't you tell us what you said? Yeah, I'm waiting for you to tell us what you said. And guess what? I'm going to put you on a clock. You got 1 minute. Let me look at the clock. You got 1 minute to tell me what she said or I'm kicking you the fuck out. Because I don't like people like you. Because people like you are show-offs and people like you are the problem. Because you want to show off and act like you about shit. But you got 1 minute to answer. I'm going to be nice. He's got 1 minute to tell us what he said to the woman. You got 1 minute. Because I know you're lying. Because nobody would ever ask that fucking question. Nobody would ever ask that question. What should you say? Fuck would you? Boy, come on, man. No, sir, the number is working. Sir, the number is working. It's you. It's your phone. Something is wrong with your phone. And if you want me to call you, send me an email to the man mindset and I'll call you. If you want, I will call you. Just send me an email at themanmindset@gmail.com. I'll call you. But yo, boy, hey, you got 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds. You better say something. All right. Bye. Get out. Told you. I told you guys, I don't play. I gave him a chance. Y'all can't say I didn't give him a chance to tell us what that quote-unquote woman said. Let me ask this question here. Do you think it's possible to prolong exposure to pornography? No, because I used to jerk off all the time while I was watching. I had women, and I was still jerking off because I can do that. What is pornography? Okay. What is the difference between watching porn and watching a cartoon or watching a TV show? What's the difference? Okay, yes, you're not jerking off to one, but you're still watching something. That's an I do. That's an I do. Oh, he said he didn't respond. I didn't see that shit. I'll bring him back in. I'll unlock him. I'll bring him back in. I didn't see his response. Why does this message get deleted? Hold on a second. Wait a second. Hold on. Hold the fuck up. I'm going to bring him in. I'll bring him back in. Hold on. Let me see something here. Hold on, Marv. I got you, Marv.
Hold the fuck up.
Hold on, Marv. I'm going to bring you back in, Marv. Marv, I'm going to unlock Marv. Hold on. I'm bringing Marv back. I'm unhiding him. There you go, Marv. You're back on. Let me see where he said something and got deleted. Where did Marv say something and got deleted? He's with a girl. I don't have anything in here for Marv. Oh, he said I did not. Who blocked? He said I did not respond yet. That's why I was waiting for the show. I brought Marv back in. Marv, you're back on. I didn't see the message on the thing. I didn't see it. I brought him back on. Hold on a second. Wait a second. I'm on the show. I'll call you back. So, you think it's possible? Yeah, but getting back to you out here, is that what does porn have to do with worshiping women? You worship women because you don't worship yourself. It has nothing to do with porn. Remember, guys, porn is something you do. Porn is not who you are. That is something you do. But because you don't have any self-worth or value, that's where you start to worship women. It has nothing to do with pornography. I know guys that watch porn and they get tons of women still. What does that got to do with anything? So no, that's not, no, that's an excuse. That's an excuse. But as I was saying before to y'all guys, before y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. Let me move the number over here. Let me bring in 647. 647, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hi, good. I was wondering, so I just got the birthday package last week, and I finished, like, listening to all the clips. I was just wondering, what was the next best option for me moving forward, like, really?
Sir, just send me an email. Sir, send me an email and I'll send you your pathway, okay?
Okay.
But let me ask this question. Have you been working on your birthday stuff? Have you been working on your Halloween costume?
The Halloween costume. So I started shopping for it, right? And the girl, like, I fully, like, told her what was up, right? But I told her, like, you know, like, I gave her the breakdown, like, you know, and
Wait. So you're doing, wait, she says she's totally into it. So is she down for sex on Halloween?
Yeah, that's what she said. But okay. Like, she's away for work right now. So I'm just waiting for her to come back in like 2 or 3 weeks. So it's like,
well, right, that's fine. 'Cause you'll be in October. Yeah. You're good. Okay. Yeah. Just get at me. 'Cause what you got to work on is the fuck shit. So you need to get at me so we can work on your kissing, your fucking eating pussy and talking dirty. Okay.
Yeah, I want it at the and the what the
Well, wait, it's talking to me on the back end. We're talking on the back end. I can't talk about that now. We'll talk about that later, okay?
All right. But I have one more question, Steve. One more question.
Yes, what's your question?
One more question. You mentioned qualifying, right?
Yes, sir.
Right? But I also know that, okay, let's say you're qualifying a female, you know, a woman, right, you know, to come into your presence, your life, basically. What's the best way to do that without, like, because, you know, you're not asking them questions, right? You're making statements as a man what you want them to
well,
do.
I'll get into that. You got to listen to the show. I'll get into that. I'm about to get into
all
that.
Right.
So just got to listen to the show.
All right.
Okay, but good question. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Great question. Okay. So let me get back to Marv. Marv, this is the thing, brother. This is why I'm not, okay, listen, here's the problem. Why didn't you say something to her? If this is real, why didn't you answer her question? Marv, call into the show. I want to help you. Just call into the show. I don't want to hear any questions. Just call into the show. Let's talk. Call into the show. Let's talk. If you're very serious about what you want to say, call in the show. Let's talk. I'm going to keep going. But call in. Let's talk. Okay? So as a man, I have to ask, and this is kind of, listen, guys, I want you to understand how women do this shit. They either do it one or two ways. They either see you as relationship potential, or they don't, and then later on they do, all right? So they either see you as relationship material, then they don't, and then they do, okay? All right? Hold on one second. Let me see something real quick. Shit. Illegal fucking number and shit. No, you didn't even know. Okay. So what I'm saying to you guys is this. That even though a woman may come out of the gate saying, you know what, I want a man. I want to be married. I want a relationship. I want my happily ever after. That is fine. Until she runs into you. Listen to me. This is very important. Nobody's going to talk about this shit. This is very important. It's very important, okay? Very important. Oh, wait a second. Is getting a woman to join you in activities such as that? No, cold. Why? This ain't fucking Dirty Dancing, man. No. You go to that thing to meet women and dance with outside in the bedroom, and why would you bring why would you bring ice to an ice festival? Why would you do that? That doesn't make anything. Dude, what the fuck are you, dude? Let me tell you something. I don't even want to call or don't ever say anything else to me in this show again. Okay? Period. Because I know you're faking lying. I know you're lying. So either you call it or not, but just leave me the fuck alone. Don't talk to me. I hate people like that. But getting back to what I'm saying. A woman can want a relationship and run into you and change everything. Let me flip it with you guys. You guys want sex and some of you want relationships. You run into a woman and you get scared and you don't do anything. So there's a shift in you like it is her. She wants a relationship. She sees you. When she notices you pee sitting down, she notices your pussy is tighter than hers. She knows that you have no self-worth. You have no value. There's nothing about you. She then changes what she sees about you. Not saying she still doesn't want a relationship. She just doesn't want to have one with you. But that's not to say that she can't have one with you. Because women have different relationships with you guys. There is your friend zone relationship. There is her wasting her time with you, texting you when she has nothing better to do relationship. There is you putting up her Christmas lights relationship. You fixing things for a relationship. You putting up a Halloween lights relationship. You buying her shit relationship. She can have a different kind of relationship with you, but it's not a sexual relationship. But it can be a physical relationship by her touching you, hugging you. Those things can be a relationship for her, but she does not actually want a relationship with you because there's a criteria that you don't reach in her mind. But gentlemen, she can have, and she does have, y'all ready? It's going to shock you fuckers. But she has that for all of us. She has that for all of us. And I'm no different than you. But there's a difference, and I'll explain that in one second. Let me grab this question right here. Question is, Steve, I don't practice talking to women out to eat on the first date, but I'm going out for a movie. Dude, you lost. This is not for Joe. This ain't for you, dog. You want some weak shit. I don't even know why you come in here asking these bitch-ass questions. Who the fuck told you to go to a movie? Who the fuck goes to? Why the fuck would you lose? Do y'all see why y'all lose? Let me explain something to you, loser. And I'm explaining why he's always going to lose. See, losers go to the movie. You want to know why? Because a loser can't talk to a woman face to fucking face. So what a loser will do is he will go into the movie theater, he will sit down in the movie theater, and he will watch a moving picture in the dark while everybody's quiet and call that a fucking date. And not say one word to her, because you can't, because you're watching a movie. Are you fucking serious? A movie? See, guys, this is why I tell you guys about Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. This is why I'm the only one to tell you to go get 99 cent loaf of bread and go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, because it forces you to talk to the woman. This is why I tell you to take it to the corner of your face in the pillow and her ass up in the air, getting ice cream, cocoa, or a tea, because it forces you to talk to her and show her the greatness in you. And this is why I tell you guys to go to the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth to go get some hot cocoa coming up soon or some wine. This is why I tell you that, because of what I'm about to tell you guys right now. You see, guys, the thing about a man is that I am displaying the one thing that you guys don't do. See, even though the woman that has the thoughts of relationship has the thoughts of relationship and she runs into me, guess what, guys? She, too, can have the same thought as you. I'm no different. See, that's shocking. But what changes is that how I communicate with her gives her a whole total structure of everything. Because at that point, unlike you, she's wondering why I'm not thinking that she's sexy, beautiful, and gorgeous, and I'm not kissing her ass or running behind her. She can't understand why. What is this language you're doing? What is this language? Because the language she knows is the talking at her and not talking to her. I'm not asking her any fucking questions. Not asking her any questions at all. That's what she's used to. So because I talk to her and move her places, I stand the fuck out, which means she's got to change how she's viewing things. Because I'm not playing by the rules that she expects me to play by. Let me grab this question real quick. How do I learn to create my own flavor and put it in one mirror? Okay. Shit. I say this with love. If you're here, a loser thinking, not calling you a loser, just your mindset is weak. In order to be able to get to the I am, you've got to be a student of the game, man. How many times, all right, you might be new here, so I welcome you here with loving and open arms, but let me explain something to you. I'm not here to teach you to be me. Through my tutelage, you will open and unlock shit for yourself and then learn how to create your own flavor. But how can you create your own flavor when you didn't even know you had a culinary school? Or let me, allow me, guys, to show you what he didn't know he had until he started fucking with me. See, through my education towards you, you had no idea, young man, let me get to this, sorry, that you had a detective, that you had a studio, that you had a film room, a guide, a boardroom, a warrior, a mental gym, an imagination, a culinary school, a mental library, a senate, a scribe, a warrior, a fucking amusement park, a marketing team, and drug lab, sir. You didn't know that. You didn't know that until you got it from me, the tutelage. So how do you think one who didn't know what you just learned right now, how the fuck can you know anything about flavor when you didn't even know flavor even existed, sir? Come on, man. Be better than that. Come on. Come on. Be better. Good question. Let me get back to y'all guys. So, when you are talking to a woman, let me take this off. Guys, please get these crayons out. Write this down. When you guys are talking to women, excuse me, at them, sorry. When you guys are talking at women, you're showing her that there is no criteria in which you operate, meaning that you have more of a kite mentality, meaning that because you're talking at her, you're technically, you're saying, I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you how to move. You're telling her I have no self-worth, no value. I'm not important. Let me stop the camera. I have no self-worth. I have no value or anything like that. You're saying that to the woman. And you don't even realize you're saying that. Because let's be honest here. Most of you guys don't have a standard, and your standard is just a piece of pussy. That's why when you get around a woman, you say she's beautiful. You say she's sexy. You say she's desirable. You say that she is fine. But this is where you have the problem at, because a man doesn't say that. Okay? A man doesn't say that. All right? A man doesn't say that at all. Because the man that can see with open eyes, gentlemen, he sees the first layer that you guys think is your truth or reality that you fall in love with, and y'all just don't get it. We're the only ones that tell you. You fall in lust and in love with a lie. You fall in all your fears and all your lack of confidence and everything that you are basing it off of how well, you ready guys? How well she puts on her weave, how well she puts on her eyelashes or blush or mascara, her lipstick, her fingernails, her push-up bra, and her outfit. Why do you think when they go in the fitting room, they put that shit on and got it before mirrors to look at themselves? Because they know what you're looking at to control you. Through the first way of an I do, you and I do are falling in love with an I do because she doesn't even know she's an I am. Does that make any sense, gentlemen? She has no idea what she actually is. She thinks she is the makeup and the push-up bras and all that other stuff. But you guys fall in lust with a lie. You fall in lust with a lie. And because you go at the lie, so you attack the lie. You attack the weave. You attack the makeup, the push-up bra, and the tight clothes they wear. And it's not knocking them for wearing that stuff. They're women. They do what they want to do. I'm saying as men, we don't look, we look beyond that shit. Like I was showing you. We look, because look, only way, gentlemen, this is why y'all get C attitudes and B attitudes. Because the level of your thinking is C, or it won't even get to B. If I set the standard, I expect, gentlemen, and I say this, gentlemen, I'm saying this for you guys, I'm dead ass on this one. When you're a motherfucking man, you accept nothing but the best. And if whoever you're with can't give you what you demand out of them, you dismiss them. And that goes for your parents, your pastor, your sisters, and even your goddamn dog Toto. If they're not following you the way they need to, they're gone. So what do you think a woman's supposed to come in as? The same thing. She's no different. There must be a demand and expectation for everybody on how, listen. I'm not saying you're having a dictatorship to them. You're having it with yourself. But because you have self-worth, your expectation of everybody else should be, I'm going to treat you the way I expect to be treated. I will treat you nice and kind. I have no problem with that. But never take my kindness as weakness. Don't think that you can walk all over me. Ask me for shit. I always tell my guys, they don't believe it. I say, even my own mother, same thing. My mother can ask me for money, you better, is when you gonna pay me back. I don't want to hear no, listen, my mother has done that shit to me. I swear to you guys, I promise you, my mother has done the same shit to me. My mother borrowed money, and then when it came time to pay that money, and I said, Mama, you owe me money. You know what her ass did to my ass? It's like some of your mothers. Well, when you were small, I was the one that worked this many jobs, and I put clothes on your back, and, you know, and I had to feed you. And Mom, I didn't ask to come here. I didn't ask you to have me. But what does that got to do with you paying me? Because, Mom, listen. You know what? Keep the money. Because that money, I'm just giving y'all an example, because I had to tell a client to do this to his mother, and he got earned her respect. Same thing I would tell you is that guess what? If they don't pay you back, you tell them to keep the money, because I'm paying you to leave me the fuck alone. See that shit? Bars. Listen to me. This is what I'm saying. Anybody that owes you money and they don't pay you back, you simply tell them, keep the money. That money is paying you to leave me the fuck alone. Game. And you can say that to your mother. Yes. Because everybody pays the king back. You're the king. Is it best to set aside in your roster when you focus on having a relationship, or should you have a relationship? Well, that depends on you. Guys, it's a beautiful thing about being a man. You can have a relationship and have a roster, or get rid of your roster and have your relationship. You are king. You can decide what you're doing. But when you decide what you're doing, if you're getting rid of all those women for her, you let her know, I'm getting rid of all these women for you. And if you're keeping all those women and went around, you let her know. That's the beauty of being a man. They get to decide what they want to do based off of the truth. Then they can never say, oh, you know, wait. Oh my God, how could you? I was on Facebook and you said I was the only one. But look, you with all these other women. Oh my God. No, fuck no. You're going to know what the fuck you are. You know what I'm saying? Period. You're telling what it is and what it ain't, and it's up to them whether they say, yes, absolutely, P, absolutely. Absolutely. No, wait, Far, stop this shit. Far, wait, stop. Listen. Y'all guys do the same shit they do on draft night. You're the one that had to get in the rain, the mud, the snow, the winter, the weather. You're the one that had to lift the fucking weights. You're the one that got chewed the fuck out. You're the one in the heat and all this other shit. And yet you want to give your mother a free fucking ride because she fucking guilted you into that shit? Listen, I didn't say don't care for your mother. I didn't say not help your mother. But God damn it, when is your mother going to take fucking responsibility that she's a fucking adult? She's not your responsibility. She's your mother. And yes, take care of her if she's getting old. Don't put her in no house. Take her into your house and take care of her. But I swear to you guys, I'm not being a dick here. What? Do you understand how your own mother fucking manipulates you motherfuckers by dangling her love in your fucking face? Because she knows you're a sucker that would give her anything she wants. She'll be like, oh, yes, Julie. Oh, no. Oh, well, I don't have time for rent. No, I don't have enough money for rent. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no, girl. Oh, girl. Hold on a second. That's my son. Hold on a second, girl. Hello. Hi. No, no. No, how are you doing? It's just I'm a little short this month. I don't know. I'm trying to work so hard. And I don't want to intrude on you and I don't want you to feel like I know you're busy and stuff, but I just ain't got it this week. So if you don't mind, you know, if you can just send me a little something, I'll figure it out. I'll just find another job. Wait. Another job. Oh, no, Mom. Don't worry about it. I'll send you the money. Thank you, sucker. I mean, son, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. Thank you. Now I finally get my rent paid, and I just want to tell you how much I love you, and you're such a fine man. Then that same woman, I mean, this ain't hers, but that same woman be like, wait, hold on, she'll get out her bag. She'll get her bag, she's like, oh, yeah, girl. You know, like say it's like a proud person. Oh, yeah, girl. Ooh, girl, look what I just bought me, girl. Ooh, my God, girl. Oh, I got this brand new thing, girl. Oh, my God, girl. Oh, God, girl. Oh, yeah, look at the gold and the diamond. Yeah, the bracelet. Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes I like to treat myself and everything. Y'all motherfuckers don't even understand that shit. And I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm not. I know that's your mom, but you know the best thing you do for your mom is be a man and guide her into being a fucking adult. It's not fucking their right to guilt you into shit. And I know this shit. Y'all think I'm y'all don't like this shit, but I'm just saying real quick. Mom is not to take care of your mother unless she can't take care of herself. Then be the son. Take care of your mother. But do you understand drugs are not only a habit that you guys give to a person? You got to cut the cord and make them become more responsible, man. She's a fucking adult. She's not your mother. She's an adult. And if you're looking at her like mommy, then you're going to want to be treated like a goddamn kid. That's my mom, right, but still. Mom, wait a second. Well, then, you ready? Ready? I told a client to do this before. And I said, are you ready to get cussed out by your mom? What do you mean? I said, okay, you ready to do this? I said, yeah. Ask your mom to say, what are you doing with your money then? And watch her cuss you out. Because listen, if you go to a bank, don't you think the bank is going to ask you what the fuck you doing with your money? So why the fuck can't I punish my mom? Nah, motherfucker. She's using you. That shit ain't cool. Mother's Day, you give her shit. Birthday, you give her shit. Christmas, you give her shit. You can even slide her some fucking fuck off play with money or whatever. But if she's got a bill to pay, then you have every right. Guys, listen to what I'm saying. And I know y'all think I'm a dick with this. Listen. Gentlemen, you got to get up at 5 or 5:30 in the fucking morning. You got to roll your ass out of the bed, crawl into the shower, get ready for work. To get in a fucking car and have to deal with traffic for a fucking hour to go to a job that everybody's trying to cut and fucking trying to get over on you, to go back home an hour just to do it all day, to receive a check every 2 weeks, to do what? To give it to your fucking mother. And fuck out of here, man. And come on, man. I'm not being a dick here, man. I'm just being real, man. That's why it's sad when you see these boys when they're in a football draft and their mom thinks they won the, then the guy gets the contract, but the mother, you know, there was a player that talked about his mother getting mad at him because she didn't give him $1 million. She said, you owe me $1 million. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you have to understand that my hero is Ebenezer Scrooge. I tell you all the time, I will watch Christmas Carol right fucking now if I could. I'm Ebenezer. Fuck that. Nope. I like making it. I keep it for me. I will help out my kids because they're my kids. But I will have my mother borrow money. But I will give her money on certain days. I'm not a dick. But you're not my responsibility because I got other responsibilities. You want to see my responsibilities? Let me show you some of my responsibilities and shit. I know y'all fucking laugh at me and shit. But I mean, I don't necessarily like show you shit all the time, but I will show you some of my fucking responsible fucking abilities. Spot responsibility number one. Look at that. Responsibility number one. Fucking many sheep and goddamn goats. I gotta feed these motherfuckers. Responsibility number two. Charcoal and smoking, my damn horses, my mini horses. More to go. There's Dak, Amari, some of the goats I have and shit on my little farm and shit. You know, feeding the motherfuckers and shit. I gotta clean that. You know what? I gotta clean out the fucking stall. You see all that shit? I gotta clean that shit out. Two fucking stalls. I got shit I gotta do. My daughters can ask for any fucking thing and they'll get it. Doesn't fucking matter. They ask, they got it. They're my daughters. Those are my daughters. They get anything. My boys got to work hard for them. They're all good. They're good students. They're good kids. No drugs, no drinking, no problems. So I reward them because they did it without us forcing them to do it. So they're good kids. But anyway, but my mother, fuck no, man. Mom, no. No, mom, you can't do that shit. I'll let you borrow, but you got to pay me back. Come on, man. You got to let you do it. But let me get back to it. Guys, lines are over. You got a question, go ahead and ask. But let me get back to what I'm saying. Sorry, guys. I veered off because now y'all like when I help mom out. But let's get back to, all right, guys. So one thing that you want to look at when you're dealing with a woman, okay, unfortunately for you guys out here, you've got to ask yourself, this is the first question. Get your crayons out. This is very important. You got to ask yourself, what am I looking for right now? Because my roster should be women that you got to find. These are what you should have in your roster. You should have three cooks. You should have one that could cook breakfast real good. You should have one that can make lunch real good and one that can make dinner. You should have a masseuse, one that, or several masseuses, but you should have at least one masseuse on your thing, because again, what y'all guys understand, when you tell, you see, when you tell a woman you have a long day and you got game, they be like, baby, come over, let me take care of you, let me give you a rub down, baby, let me, so you'll have a masseuse. So that's like four right there. You want one to hang out with, just to kick it with. You can have a kick it one if you want. All of them should have all of your flat screen TVs, your Xboxes or PlayStations. They should have your at least a 55-inch TV at minimum. These are some of the requirements that you should have, but these are some of the things you should have for just women. And you know, you got some women, you know, just some women that want to fuck, okay? But then you got your, now from your roster, you have your practice squad players. And these are women that are just waiting for one of those women to fuck up, because you just can't find a place for. I mean, you can find a spot for, but you don't want to waste the potential. So you just keep her on ice a little bit and keep her marinating and shit while you got your roster. Now, or you can have a relationship. So you must, guys, what I'm saying to all you guys, you have to figure what it is you want. All you guys, you got to figure out what it is you want. That's one of the most important things, is figuring out what you want. All right. That's number one. So as you figure out what you want, you got to ask yourself this. Never, ever. See, most of you guys, unfortunately, just want booty call or just sex with a woman. And I'm not here to judge you for that, but here lies the problem. You have every right, just like a woman, to look for long-term potential. Long term, and I don't mean like marriage or anything. I'm saying that this is the kind of woman that Thanksgiving, she can make a fucking great Thanksgiving meal, great Christmas dinner. Someone that can treat you well on Valentine's Day, you know, someone that takes care of you on your birthday, you know, long term potential of somebody that, not necessarily ride or die, because you're not locking her in, but you're just saying that, you know what, you got to look for long-term potential, okay? Because being with you has got to be work, all right? Being with you has got to be work. But, Jay, here's your problem. This is where you failed. I'm going to tell you where you failed, and this is why you're going to lose. The only relationship you should say you want to have right now is a fucking one with yourself. Why do y'all, it's like y'all guys hold up a fucking billboard sign and say, I want a relationship. Look, a neon light blinking. I want a relationship. And all these women are saying, sucker, sucker. Why are you putting yourself out there with your nose wide open when the woman hasn't even qualified to even be worth your attention? She hasn't qualified to be worth your time or your respect or your dick. So why the fuck would you give her a relationship? And she, what have these women done, SSJ or GJ, to make you want a relationship? What has she done? I'm asking, what has she done? Thank you, KP. You made it about the woman. You don't want a relationship. She's got to work for a relationship. She's got to show you this resume to prove value and worth, that you can't just come into this castle with ass and titties. What the fuck are you bringing? What are you bringing into my life that she, that ain't bringing? All my football aficionados, if she ain't on the level of a Tom Brady, I don't even like him, but fuck, he's that good. He ain't on level of a Tom Brady. Why the hell would I want a no-name motherfucking quarterback that ain't shit? Why would I give a weak throwing quarterback that can't study the film, doesn't know the team, doesn't know anything, would I give her a contract, of $245 million with a guaranteed bonus when she can't even hold the fucking football correctly.
Well, is it basketball? Why isn't the ball bouncing?
Oh, wait, should I pitch it right now? Come on, man, y'all, come on. Are y'all serious? Are y'all serious? Y'all want a relationship? Why do you want a relationship? You don't even have a... How is it that you guys want a relationship and you don't have one with yourself? You can't... Y'all see why divorce is high? You see why they leave you? You see why they do what they do to you? Because your relationship is based off of her, which means you worship fucking her more than you worship yourself. I'm sorry. God damn. Damn. Lines over if y'all want to call me. What a fucking shame. You see, guys, as I say to you guys before, I want to see this weird thing without me having to ask, does she have the ability to produce results? Now, see, for you motherfuckers, that's just giving you some pussy. And that's why y'all fucking up. But does she have the ability to produce results? Because I promise all you guys, a woman that is into you will be a woman that will fucking serve you. And if you've never been served before, then you ain't a man in her motherfucking eyes. Not serving them. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, wrong thing. I'm saying, guys, producing results without me having to ask. When she comes in your place and she's like, oh my God, you are such a slob. I'll be right back. Let me go and clean up these dishes in the kitchen. You are such a slob. You know, where's your vacuum cleaner out? Oh my God, here are the pizza boxes and all. Hold on, I'll be right back. Let me go ahead and collect all this trash, you lazy guy. Why do you have clothes? Where's your basket? I swear, man, you guys are just producing results. Y'all guys out here never force them to produce anything except what? Spread their legs? That comes with everything. But does she have the ability to produce results, man? That's what you gotta see. Because if she doesn't want to put any work in you, then that means you're putting too much work into her. Ooh. You know what the fuck I just said? You're putting too much work into them. That's why they ain't working for you. Because do they have to actually produce shit for you? Guys, listen, gentlemen. It shifts up the whole entire game because she knows that she has to motherfucking zag. She knows. All right, shout out, Zag. What's up, man? What's up, Zag? Shout out, Zag. What's up? She knows. Shout out, Justin. What's good, Coach Justin? Shout out to you, Judas. She knows that there's competition. When you make a woman do this shit, she knows she ain't the only one. She got to put in work because, listen, your competition ain't with me. Your competition is with them. You got other women trying to get with this. And I know that sounds fucking crazy, but it's true. But the one thing you guys don't get out, I like when they smile in the morning. I like when they smile when they talk to you. I like when they smile when they see you. You know something? I like enthusiasm and passion. Because that's the criteria. Because
if she doesn't like the fact that she's got to put work in, I will dismiss her. Dog, bye, go. But, and this is going to sound fucked up. And this, and guys, I don't want you judging women for this. This is going to sound fucked up. When you have game and you're messing with women, and you know they mess with somebody else or with somebody else, they will put more enthusiasm and passion into you than they would with those other guys, because they see value and worth in you that they don't see in anybody else. So there has to be enthusiasm in her or passion to want to be with you. Mass, I don't understand y'all guys, man. Did y'all ride the short bus and had to write in crayon and put the E backwards or some shit? What the fuck does this say above me and below me? What? How is that you're asking me this fucking asinine question and you see the number above me, dude? Come the fuck on, man. Come the fuck on. If you're calling, call the fuck in, man. Don't ask that dumbass question, man. Come on, be better. Be better. Be better. Jesus. Anyway. But as I said before, I need to see skills, man. There's nothing like her coming in, giving you a hug and a kiss, and going right in that kitchen and doing an inventory. Open up your refrigerator to look. Well, he doesn't have much milk. Man, I know he likes that drink there, or he's almost out of beers. Oh, man, he doesn't have his favorite ice cream. Looks like he's out of his favorite ice cream. He doesn't have his frozen pizzas and stuff like that. Oh, wow, he's out of waffle and Belgian mix. Wait a second, where is his excuse berry crunch at? He doesn't have his excuse berry crunch. Oh my God, oh my God, let me open that refrigerator and see his meat. Oh my God, where's his meat? They didn't have any meat. He has no chicken or steak or anything. Okay. And not say one goddamn thing, guys. And I don't mean she just goes into the store. I'm saying that, hey, are you busy right now? Can I stop by? I just got back done. We just went to the grocery store and I just want to drop your groceries off. And y'all motherfuckers think they don't do that shit. Y'all guys don't even do that. Okay? Mass Appeal, let me say something to y'all real quick. Excuse me. Look, I'm going to have to say this one last time because I don't like dealing with y'all motherfuckers like this. Look, I'm going to call your fucking bitch ass in or you're going to shut the fuck up. Bottom line. I don't have time for this shit. See, guys, how you got to treat motherfuckers? I'm either going to nut the fuck up and call in like a fucking man and stop being a bitch or shut the fuck up. Period. Because I will get rid of your ass. Go fucking somewhere else. I hate you motherfuckers like you. So I'm either going to call the fuck in or shut the fuck up. Sorry, guys. Let me continue. No. Anonymous. You don't have... Okay, Anonymous. Let me give you an example, because for my dog K-Zagan, I will use the fucking 49ers, because that's my boy. For my dog K-Zagan, let me explain something to you. Okay. So in the late 80s, the 49ers were just a basic average team, okay? They were just a basic average team, okay? Until a coach by the name of Bill Walsh came into the organization and changed the face of the organization. The same thing happened with the Dallas Cowboys with Jimmy Johnson or Tony Dungy. It will always happen when a person comes in and changes the culture. He doesn't say that I'm going to change the culture, because he actually is the culture and says, either you're going to get onto my program, right, through the West Coast office. I'm about to say that, Jack. His program of the culture was the You know what? Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out, bitch. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Gone. Now, as I said before, his and anonymous, I answered that because you put a Q there, sir. That dumb fuck didn't even do that shit, so fuck him. Anyway, the culture was offense, right? But Bill Walsh had the first piece of the West. He had two pieces of the West Coast, Dwight Clark and motherfucking Joe Montana. But then what he did was he added pieces onto the West Coast to keep building the West Coast up to what you saw. See, the West Coast was the foundation of the I Am, but he already had components already in place. Because he already had a star quarterback, he already had a wide receiver, but he kept upping that. He upgraded wide receiver from Dwight Clark to, yes, Jerry Rice. From that to the tight end and all that other stuff. So he brought in a culture and a mindset, just like Jimmy Johnson did. Traded away Herschel Walker, our prime player, at his prime moment to get a bunch of draft picks and a bunch of players to build the dynasty in 93. Tony Dungy had a mindset of a culture. If you look at the Buffalo Bills, they have that now. They have a different culture and a way of thinking. No longer are we going to think that we ain't shit anymore. Or think about Bill Parcells. Through Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells came in, had Bill Belichick. But what y'all don't understand is that there is what you call a coaching tree. See, if you look at Bill Walsh in what I'm showing y'all as game, okay, Bill Walsh had his team together. He had a tree of coaches that saw his vision and took that vision and moved with that vision. The route tree, I mean, damn near every coach you probably see right now, probably most of them have come from a Bill Walsh tree. And y'all can look that up. It's just tons of names. Well, yeah, Scary Perry. I'll use Mike Ditka. The Bears were just average motherfuckers. But Mike Ditka came in and changed the culture, but his tree came with a man named Buddy Ryan. Buddy Ryan helped the defense change the culture. See, all right, Walter Payton was a staple in there. Then McMahon came in. So there was like kind of McMahon, Walter Payton with a shitty defense. Ditka came in with a kind of an attitude. But Ditka, a tight end, was more on the offensive side of the ball. But then he brought in this guy, 336, I'll bring you in a second, named Buddy Ryan. Buddy Ryan changed the culture of defense as we know it. Because that defense beat the shit out of the Cowboys 44-0 and knocked my favorite quarterback, Danny White, out of the game. And that shit was on Sports Illustrated. Fuck you, Sports Illustrated, for posting that shit. But I will show y'all what I'm talking about. It broke my bitch ass heart. But Buddy Ryan changed the culture of the defense to give them swag and arrogance that triple over to the offense where they would just dominate motherfuckers. Hold on a second. I'm going to continue. Let me bring in 336. Hold on a second. 336, sir. What's your question? How can I help you, sir? What's up? 336 going once. 336 going twice. All right. Call back when you're ready to talk. But, yeah, there was always – so what I'm saying to you is that you don't have to ask, but I will show you how – in 502, I'll bring you in a second, but I'll show you how – you tell them. I'll show you that in 1 second. I think there's a prank call because it went fast. 5552, what's your question?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So anyway, so what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. So the thing, or like with Michael Jordan, remember the Bulls were shitty until Michael Jeffrey Jordan came in and they were still shitty. They had to bring in pieces, bring in Scottie Pippen and bling like that. Jackson, he had to create the triangle offense. He had to create things. So everything was created. So what I'm saying is that what will happen is that the woman is going to ask you, why are you not spending time with me? Why are you the way you are? Why can't you settle down with me? Or what's wrong with me? You're not talking to me as much. And because I always say my biggest problem, Phil Jackson, thank you. I get bored. But when women know there's competition, gentlemen, they will push aside their ego and their self-importance to reach out to you and ask you why. And it is at this moment, see, you can train her two different ways. You can train her by letting her know she's got one foot out of the door. Or you can train her early by taking her on, hold on 502, wait a second. Or you can take her on a field trip. Hold on a second, let me get the 502 and go to the field trip. 502, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What was your question, sir? What's up?
Am I on now? Is it working?
Where's your question, sir? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Can you hear me? I don't know if it's coming through or not.
Sir, can you fucking hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong because the other guy could. So maybe you got to check your phone.
Are you hearing me now?
I've always heard you. You can't hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, I can hear you now.
What is your question, sir? What's up, brother?
Yeah, my question is, man, I keep hearing everybody, y'all keep talking about letting women buy you things or gift you different things.
Wait, on the side, you don't let them, they want to do it. You don't let them, they want to do it.
Yeah, so what I usually do is when they want to do it, I always stop them from doing it because I thought that made me look like a bum or something at some point. So you're saying I should allow them to do it?
Yeah, hold on. I don't know if you're watching. I showed y'all on Sunday. I didn't get a chance. I got two. Well, my little dog chewed up the box. It's a Nike box. I'm sorry. Y'all can see it's a Nike box. But, I want y'all to see this. This is a new pair of Nikes I got right here. And here's another pair of Nikes I got right here. These are cleaner Nikes. But, yeah. So, yeah. Well, here's the thing, 502. Why does that make you less than a man when they are offering gifts to the king?
Now, see, I just didn't look at it from a perspective. That's why now that I keep hearing the game and I keep hearing that, I'm like, oh, okay. They've been wanting to do this. They've been trying. And I shut it down.
No,
I'm like, nah, because I didn't want them to.
No. You train. No. Never shut. Don't shut it down. No. Rev that up. Listen. They accept gifts from guys all the time. Why can't we accept gifts? That doesn't make you less than a man.
Oh, okay. And then it shows that I guess they have more of an investment in me now.
They're showing you submission by getting you stuff. But the best part is the best part is when you go on a field trip with them, 502. I love telling them, look, hey, I'm gonna take you. I got somewhere great. I want to take you. And they get all excited and all that shit. And I say, you don't even have to dress up. You can wear some fucking sweatpants if you want to. Why would I wear that? I tell you where to meet. I get in the car, and I take it to the grocery store. I take it to the grocery store, and I tell her, get a basket. And I'll get a basket. And I want you to here's the thing, brother. I need to know where I'm going to place you. And I'm not being a dick about this. I need to know where I'm going to place you. I need to know, can you cook? But what can you cook? But if you can't cook, then I must try to find a place to play. I've got to find a spot for you. And if I got to find a spot for you, then I got to teach you what, like, for instance, if I want you to make breakfast, we'll go around and get a bunch of breakfast items, and I'll take you in the house, and I'll cook it for you. You ever watch Gordon Ramsay or anything like that, or any of those chef shows?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you see how when he goes and creates a new meal, he'll make it first and then make them make it? I used to do the same thing. That's how you train people. Yeah, you train her to see if you can make more than cereal. Because the only way, listen, because the only way you can have my time you've got to fight for me. Because there's other women willing to fight for me. I don't need you as much as you need me, because I'm the one, like, for instance, with the sexo wing, right? The one giving you things that you never even seen or could even think of before. So why not fight for me? And why not think that way? I don't have to fight for you. What the fuck am I doing fighting for you? I'm not going to fight for you. Yeah. If you want to go, there's the door. But I promise you, you'll be replaced. There's the door if you want to go. And here's the thing. And if you come back, you got to go back to the end of the line. You don't get caught. You got to go back to the end of the line. I'll bring you back, but you got to get back to the line.
So basically, we got to kind of give them assignments, so to speak.
Because I'm the king. Okay. I always tell you guys to watch Tudors or Vasallis. And when the king is not handled right, what does he say? I'm not well handled. I'm not well handled. I do not know that man over there. I do not know that man. That means you're out. Listen, my bloodline. We got to do a show on this. Y'all understand something? Do you understand? I don't know how the fuck it came on my TV. Maybe I had it on. Have you ever seen a dog show? Or a horse show, more or less a dog show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They got them dogs, and them motherfuckers just run around the dogs, and they stand the dogs up, and they point, and they rub them, and all that shit, right? To get a trophy. Right. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they're saying that dogs' bloodline is so great that if you want to breed with that dog or that horse, you got to come off a lot of fucking money. You're getting the top of the line. You're getting the top of the top of the line, right?
Right.
So they're not going to just say, oh, hi, welcome to Old McDonald's Farm. Yeah, that horse won the Preakness or whatever the fuck it is, right? That horse won the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, we'll just go and let you do it for fucking free. Are you serious? Fuck no.
Okay.
The sperm of the horse or the dog is so important because it's bloodline.
Right.
You don't give that shit away for fucking free.
Yeah, you got to make them work for it. Okay.
They got to work for it. Yes.
I noticed that now with that being said, see, being that I never really make them work for it, you know, I'm always... You know, I do my own thing. You know, I'm always, you know, nice and stuff. But then I'll kind of notice, like, maybe 5-6 months in, they'll get kind of not hesitant, but feel a certain type of way, because then they feel like they're of no use to me but for sex.
Well, no, and this is where you're going wrong, because you got to let them know that this is what we are. See, okay, oh, wait, let me ask a question. Do you have your lost and found box in your house yet?
Actually, yeah, I do. Mine's a drawer next to my bed.
You got to follow instructions, dog. You got to follow instructions. Go to Walmart and get a box or anything and write lost and found and put that motherfucker right by the door.
Okay.
When they walk in that door, you got to mentally break them and show them that I'm not a sucker. Mentally break them. Have all those items in that box. Let them know you get one item if you want. Because you must show her that you can be replaced at any time.
Okay.
You got to break them. And I'm sorry, ladies, this is what it is. Because y'all break these men all the fucking time.
Yeah, you're right about that. You are right about that.
So I'm just saying that what you got to do is when they listen, it's very important to let them know where they stand with you. But remember, I give them a contract they can't refuse. Go out with whoever the fuck you want to go out with.
Yeah.
Date who you want. Hang out with who you want. If you got a sugar daddy giving you money and all, do you? Because right. who am I to tell you what to do when I'm doing me? But here's the best thing
right.
about it, my brother, here's the best thing about it. Is that I'm the gingerbread house, dog. They ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
Who else talks to land, sea, and air? Who else has the wine above their bed? Who else does the sex-o-ween? I'm the only star in hell that do that shit. So if you want to go. But they always come back because I'm letting them go, which makes them feel they're getting replaced. But I'm not trying to manipulate them. I'm just letting them know they can go. Does that make any sense?
It's like you creating a competition anxiety with them.
Well, the competition, and I will talk about that tonight, maybe on the Ride with the Dean. But I create a competition amongst myself. My greatest competition is me. It's not her. But she gets the blood of that because I never make it about her. So her job or whatever, she thinks, okay, well, then I'm going to make it about me then.
Okay. So she's like, she's competing with me for me.
Yes. Yeah, because, the greatest thing that fucks women up with a man is not being number one. It fucks with them. It truly fucks with them. Because that's what they're used to being. They use showing up. They show up and what do these guys do? Oh, you're number one. You're the most important thing in my life. And I know nothing about you. You're number one and I'm going to roll food at your feet and I know nothing about you. Oh, you're number one because you got a fat ass. You're number one because you know how to put your weave on right. You're number one because you can have some big titties. You're number one,
right.
And I don't mind being second. See that shit? That's why they get treated.
Like
no, go ahead.
I see what you're saying. You said like you said earlier, that when you start putting them number one, and that's when they gone.
Right, because they should never be number one. They should never be. They know they shouldn't be number one. They should never be number one. Look,
okay. All right.
She can't be, watch this, Carla. This is how weird it is. And this is what they got to understand. She can't be number one. She can't be number two. She can't be three. She can't be four. She can't be five. You want to know why?
Why's that?
Why can't she be number two? Why do you think she can't be number two?
Because I'm number two.
My scribe is number two, motherfucker. My culinary school, three. Studio, four. My detective, my warrior, my senate. My motherfucking amusement park. My culinary school, my gym. My IDC. She can't be number. She can't even get in the top 10.
Oh, that's deep. That's deep right there.
Right.
Okay. I like
so
it.
If
I
she
like it.
If she can't get in the top 10, then why would I give her, let her go beyond me? Why would I place her beyond me?
Right, because she's not even in the top 10.
She's not even in the top 10, so she's got to prove her value and her worth. If she can't separate herself from other women, then she has nothing that she can't do. There's nothing she can give me that I can't get on my own. There's nothing that she
right.
I can get pussy. What can pussy, please. What? Come on, man. Stop. Pussy. Come on, man.
Right.
Well, you know what? I don't need you. I just some other. Bye. Go see him then. If you want to see somebody else, go see him. I'm not mad at you. You're such a dick in your asshole. I'll show you. Bye. Hey, how you doing? I just wonder what's going on with you. Because they'll always reach out to you, man.
Yeah, they do. When you're
wait. But this is the most important part about the reach out. When a woman crawls her ass back, you don't throw it in her face. You just act like nothing ever happened. Because that's how it should be. I know you're coming to fuck back. You don't think, hey, you watch Power, don't you? Don't you watch Power?
Yeah.
With Kane?
Yeah.
All right. So if you know Kanan and them got the market covered in the drug, you know they're going to come back on the comeback. Because I'm the only fucking drug in town. You got to come back to this shit. Because the more you run away, the more you're going to come back.
Right. Now, my question with that would be in is, now if you don't, you know, you don't bring it up, you picked up where you left off, but if she comes back, she's now at the back of the line. So how do you pick up where you left off if she's at the back of the line?
No, we pick up where we left off of how I treat her. I'm not going to be mean to her. It's just when she's like, well, okay, well, it's like Thursday night football, right? Well, it's Thursday night. Do you want me to go pick up the chicken wings and the oh no, it's okay. I got company. Well, but that used to be our thing. No, that was our thing. See that?
That was our thing.
The role has been filled.
We ain't bitter against them. We ain't throwing up in their face. We keep it all the way icy.
Yeah, you just replaced. You just replaced.
I got you.
Because the value is me. Because I know I bring to the table things that she can't even comprehend. So why am I not the prize? Whereas the guy that has no self-worth makes her the prize. And everything they fucking do is for fucking women. Every time you turn around, it's something for a goddamn woman and nothing for the man himself. Okay?
Right. Right. Okay, but I do like your point. You're saying it's they're allowed to bring gifts to the king. I like that.
Except the gifts, man. I do. Look. Shoes, watches, colognes. If you got earrings, jewelry, they'll sneak in and check out your shirt size and bring your shirts. Anything they want to see you in because they want you to think of them while you're wearing whatever it is they're wearing because they take it as, oh, you're thinking about me when you're wearing something I got you.
So the kind of the same concept, kind of how we run it with the Sexoween. Now, every time Halloween comes around, they'll think about us.
Well, yeah, but that's the reason why they should give you the gifts because they realize that if this is just one holiday that he's doing shit, what about the other? What else does he have in his bag?
Oh, okay.
And no woman wants to feel, or no woman wants another woman to feel what she should be feeling. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, she don't want to miss out. She got that fear of missing out.
She got that thing of missing out, just like a lot of guys, you know, missing out, right? So she misses out, and when they miss out, they just feel a certain kind of way. Okay?
Okay. I'd appreciate that, man.
Yeah, but this goes back to, like, some of my things, like being a team player. Is she a team player? Can she fit in? Because, again, here's the thing. If you want a relationship, you should tell her, I want a relationship. But if you want other women, you're allowed to say, I want other women. Or if you want a relationship and other women, you should be able to say whatever it is you want to say. And can she fit into whatever you want? And listen, I don't want to force her in. I want her to realize she can come on in.
Right.
Okay?
I feel that. I can definitely.
All right,
I'll definitely do that there.
All right, so I'll throw you back in. Great call, brother. Let me do these. Let me answer some of these other questions before we wrap this up because we're going to be doing a show later on tonight, guys. Are you good at your questions, Papa 2? You good? Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you, man.
All right, we're going to be live at like 3 in the morning, so I don't know if you're going to be up, but we're going to do a live show. We always kick a live show. So.
I'll probably watch it.
Okay, we'll be up. Yeah, ask away. We'll talk more. We'll chop it up then, okay, my brother?
All right, Ray.
All right, thank you. Great question, sir. Very great question. Let me get some of this guy's question that he asked. Oh, wait. While I'm asking, wait, give us a moment. Hold on. Fuck. Let me see this shit. Tyler, will you show this real quick? I didn't get the audio, Tyler. I guess I go down and get the audio and everything. And before I ask these questions, this is saying, take your time. You're not going to want to be distracted when you call me. Do you like breakfast? Is an important meal to you? And if you like it, do you like waffles or pancakes? If I got to decide what the perfect breakfast meal is to be, what would that include? Do you see that, guys? And I'm glad I got this, Tyler, because a lot of guys, y'all guys think women don't do this. You don't think women don't do this shit. They want to be perfect around you by finding out what perfect is to you. They want to be perfect around you by finding out what perfect is to you. And the field trip is you taking her to the goddamn grocery store. That's the field trip. Your advice, go into the Army. Go and get your ass in the military. Stop wasting your life away. If you're 21 years old, and you don't have your life together, get your ass in the Army. You're wasting your life away. But, you know, she's got to be a team player, guys. She's got to work with the team, dog. She's got to work with the team. And I know a lot of people don't like that. Women don't hate like hearing that, but she's got to be a team player. Hold on, Ty. Let me play this. See that? That's what I'm talking about, guys. And I know y'all guys think this shit is fake, but y'all just don't understand that this is a life, man. I keep trying to tell you, this is a life, dog. Y'all, this is why we can be arrogant as fuck. This is why we can set the tone and set the rules and shit, man. No, I don't want to be a Marine. Some guys can't handle Marines, dog. I don't want them going to Air Force. That's too light. Navy, I don't want to be on the sea because he might not be able to handle the shores and shit. So just something simple like the Army, just something. But yeah, I know I don't want to be too rough on them. But yeah, you're 21 years old, man. You're 3 years behind your graduating class, sometimes four. Get your shit together, because your graduating class is like about to start their fucking life. You're not doing anything such a life. But as I say to y'all guys, we won't have a live show tomorrow night. But I'm here for a few more minutes to answer your questions. We're here for 9 more minutes. If you got any questions, go ahead and ask. But I'm just saying for you guys, and we'll talk more about this tonight as we're doing the ride. We'll do a ride with the Dean tomorrow. But I mean tonight, early in the morning, guys. For you guys in the UK and other, you guys out in other areas outside of the United States, and y'all kind of get these late, I'll be doing something around maybe 3 a.m. in the morning, okay? Steve, what do you mean by you say, okay, certified. What I'm saying is, if when you graduate, you are actually starting your fucking life. You're going to, no one tells you, I guess, that, but you're going towards your retirement. That's what you're doing. Just like when you're born, you're going towards death. You know what I mean? You're going towards something. So when your classmates who leave high school and go right into college and do 4 years and get their degree and keep going or whatever, you're behind your graduating class when you're sitting on your ass not doing anything. You don't want to be behind your graduating class. And I'm not saying that's your competition, but I don't want you guys out here wasting your life away doing nothing. You should have a plan. Guys, I don't know how I can tell y'all guys, man. It's shit. It's you blink in your 30s. Time is going to go so fast. I don't, you guys, when y'all listen to the thing with the guys, I talked to one of my high school guys I used to hang out with in school. He's going to tell you how much game I had and shit. I don't even remember half the shit that he remembered. I don't even remember the women. They were just like a blur. You know what I mean? What is the Army like? The Army's like this. You wake up in the morning. You go to formation. Then you go to, you do a PT. You go back to formation. Y'all break up. You shower. You go to, you go eat breakfast. You get back to formation. Then you go back to whatever it is you're supposed to do. Then y'all meet up for lunch. Formation, you eat lunch, you come back, same thing. Then at 5 o'clock, you break camp, and that's it. You got the whole day. Then you're off on weekends. It's the same fucking thing. It's just it's not hard. Y'all looking at it, it's not hard. It's your MOS, right? You can shuffle papers. You can be a cook. You can do medic things. There's a million jobs. You're not shooting a fucking gun unless y'all doing war games or something like that. But it's just depending on that. So don't trip on that, guys. Don't trip on that. But what I'm saying to you guys at the end of the day, one cannot qualify a woman when one is not believing that he should qualify women. And I promise you, it's a game changer because women will look at you in a whole different way when you force them to be more than a woman. Well, it's not really, listen, it's crazy. You're kind of like forcing them to be a woman. A lot of these women want to act like fucking men. A lot of them want to, okay? Well, Jay, keep grinding, brother. Yeah, y'all keep grinding. Y'all keep doing your thing. I'm proud of y'all guys. I think y'all look great men. I'm proud of y'all. I'm very proud of you guys. But y'all got to get off your ass, man. Fucking Halloween's going to be there before you know it. I'm telling you. And for all you guys that have women, get on your sex and wing game. For all you guys that don't have women, get on your costume game. We do all the work for you. And for the guys that don't have game at all, get your puzzle pieces. Start. But I think I'll talk about creating competition. I think we'll probably do that tonight. Talk about that. But we want you guys to be ready, man. I want you guys. I want you guys to be or build a great life for yourself. And you don't have to have a lot of money. That doesn't make you a man. I just want you to be proud of who you are and what you're doing and live the life you want to live. But what I'm saying is start learning how to invest. Start learning how to move your money instead of buying expensive cars and shoes. Listen, high school is one thing. Can you get off of your lazy fucking ass and go to the man mindset and find out for yourself, dumb fuck? This is why this might not be for you. Bitch. And I'm going to call him a bitch for this because this pisses me off. I break down in video, you dumb fuck. Everything you need to do. How the fuck that? If you ever say anything like this again, I'm gonna ban you from this thing, man. I don't like people like you. Play, just send an email and you'll learn, or go to the coaching thing, find out yourself, though. Find out, okay? We got y'all covered, though, but y'all are good men. But come on, guys, y'all gotta be better than this. We do all the fucking work. Well, no. You know what? No. How about this? Fuck you. Get your fucking ass off. Bye. Get the fuck out of here. You're not going to talk to my guys this way. Not going to talk to my guys this way. Because unlike you, you dumb fuck, they're doing the fucking work. Why do y'all see what spitting in my face is? Do y'all see what happens when someone spits in your face? gentlemen, there is not one. Show me a YouTuber out there that did, that's doing what I'm doing for Halloween. Show me one. Show me a YouTuber that is walking you through like a fucking kindergarten, through trick-or-treating, costume, and sexual wing. Show me. And then to have the nerve to say you need more information, fuck you, man. I'm sorry, guys. It's crazy. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. You're lying. You didn't call the number. The number's still going on, motherfucker. Don't lie. Don't lie. Why don't you train, send me your number, and I'll call you real quick. You've got a few minutes. Hurry the fuck up, please. Justin, I am also at the last end of October, the last week of October, Justin. I am going to give them a choice of a swinger club to go to or a costume party to go to. I will do the work. I will do the work. All right. I'm going to see. You got email. Let me see what you got, dog. You send a train, I'm going to call you. Let me see your train. Train, I did not get anything from you, sir. Say the email. Maybe it's in my spam. Let me check my spam. I didn't get anything from you, brother. Nope, train, did not get anything from you. TheManMindset@gmail.com, sir. Please hurry the fuck up. I did not get anything from you. Via email, TheManMindset@gmail.com. TheManMindset@gmail.com. Yes, via email. Send it to me. I'll call you. Because there's no reason why the phones are not working. The phones are working. I'm just saying, guys, I don't like guys cussing you out because he fucked up. How dare you say, can you elaborate on something that this shit's over like 30, 40 minutes long. I do videos. I got the PDF files. I do everything. I walk you through every detail. And you got the nerve to ask for more information? Fuck no, man. Come on, dude. Come on, Train. Let's go, man. Train, let's go, sir. Train, it doesn't take that long, sir. Come on, man. Train, 2 minutes, man. Come on. 2 minutes. All right. You know, I still ain't getting it from you, Train. Come on, Train. If I don't get it from you, I'm going to feel like you fucking with me. You know when you fuck with me, you got to go. Train, let's go. Come on. Do y'all guys like type like this? A, B, B, C, D, T, A, G. Well, Jim, it's not about him disrespect. I just don't like him getting mad at you guys that who do the work. That's what I don't like. You got... Dude, I'm going to go ahead and ban you. See this? Guys, let me show you a liar. Let me show you a liar. Send me your fucking number through email, motherfucker. Send me. Check. Mic check. Sir, please listen to me. I am speaking for Steven. I call him Steven because he gets pissed off when I call him Steven. So could you, sir, please, with all that you are, fucking type in the T-H-E-E-E man. M-A-N, mindset, M-I-N-D-S-E-E-E-T, at, that means the button that is above the number 2. Hold in the shift key and press at, Gmail, G as in goat, Gmail, Gmail dot. That means you put a dot, and then ended in C-O-M, meaning calm, calm, calm. And we will get Stephen. He doesn't like me to say his name like that, because that's when he would get his ass whipped by his parents, because they would only call his name out like that when they are beating his ass. So please, sir, can you find it in your fucking heart to hurry the fuck up and send him an email, please, at themanmindset@gmail.com. And he will be happy to call you right now, because it seems like there is a sense of urgency in what you need, sir. So please, will you fucking do that? Thank you, sir. Jesus Christ.
Here we go. Here we go. Fuck y'all. Y'all, you know. Hold on. Let me call him real quick, sir. Let me type into the Rodecaster. Let me make sure I can hear it. Let me see him play some music. They, whether what? Come on, let's get this really, really hot. I was about to rap, but I'm not going to do that, motherfucking no. I'm a motherfucking hoe. Get it together. You got to go. All right, I'm good. He holds you in the days for days as a paraphrase. The game to his mind, have your body six grace to his voice. Like a swimming pool that Susan puts your body in the mood. Toxicated, lovely ladies at the club. Wire grooves, higher, higher heads to the sky. Wiggle that ass, rub those smooth thighs, hypnotize. By that ass in his eyes, try to mind candy and have you paralyzed. Transposed, I suppose, from your head down to your toes. Oh, shit, girl. Who knows? It can be a one-night stand, or we can have it all. And what we do, we never leave these mirror walls. It is in birth, the world turned to another day. And I continue my physical serenade. I'ma put your name on the VIP, so tell the front door who you came to see. I buy you a drink and we can talk about what could be, what might be, what should be, and would be. Follow my lead and you can't go wrong. And I'm going to break this motherfucking dog in an edible thong. Ism, you better pay me, motherfucker. I'll talk to you in a second, Ism. Hold on, I'm going to call you right now. Hold on, let me turn this down. Okay, it works. Hold on. Ism bet me some money and he owed me some money. So Ism, yeah, get with me, Ism. Get with me. Hold on a second. Wait a second. And Ism, didn't you say you're a Raiders fan? And didn't I say your fucking Raiders are going to lose as well? Didn't we bet on that Raider game too? Where you were cussing my ass out telling me the Raiders are going to win? So let's see here. Let me call old boy up. Ism. I see. Yeah. Ism, call me, Ism. Because you owe me some money, dog. Let me call this dude up. Ism. Come on, Ism. Come on, Ism. You owe me some money. The Raiders lost. We bet on the Raiders. And we bet on the Cowboys. You lost both. Yes, caller. What's up, man? What can I help you with? Okay. Let me ask you a question. Did you leave your number? When did you ask for the consultation? So, okay, September 10th. So why are you talking to me right now? Why haven't you sent me a message before September 10th? And you know what? Maybe I did call your number, and maybe you had that shit on voicemail, and I kept telling you to answer your damn phone. So what is your question? I'm going to call you after this show is over, I'll call you. Is it a 15-minute consultation? Okay. I'll call you in 15. I got like one before you, so I'll call you in 15, 30 minutes, okay? Just have your phone on, okay? All right, peace. All right, so, wait a second. Sir, Ism, hold on. You got to double that, Ism. We bet on the Raiders, right? Oh, wait, you ain't 49ers. I think you're a Raiders fan. Remember you were talking shit about me when I tell you I'm going to lose to Arizona? I just got to make sure, because I know you were, I know we bet on, I told you the Cowboys were going to win. And I know we put a bet. I think if you're a Raider fan, I think we bet on the Raiders too. And you lost that one too, dog. So, Ism, I got to look for you, dog. You only gave me half the money. All right? Let me see here. Let me grab this real quick. I don't have much money. What is he saying? Let me go back to this shit.
I'm currently working on being in a relationship with two women who are loyal to myself. The problem is I run into this one who constantly asks if they're enough. If you ask if they're enough, I don't know. Are they enough? Well, no. Remember, we bet on the Raiders. I was going to try to break you even. If you're a Raider fan, I know we bet on the Raiders because y'all were talking shit about me about them fucking Raiders. And I told you Arizona's going to go in that motherfucker and beat y'all ass. And y'all were cussing me out and talking all kind of shit to me. Look, upgrade. The lines are down. Just send me your number to the man. Send me the link to the Man Mindset real quick, the email. Upgrade, send me your number.